Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 75, the stanzas 1, 2, 4, and 6. O Lord, to thee I cry, thou art my rock and trust. O be not silent, lest I die and slumber in the dust. And what follows, Psalter 75, the stanzas 1, 2, 4, and 6. Thank you. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Psalm 42. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Psalm 42. To the chief musician, Mashel, for the sons of Korah. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, Where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with a voice of joy and praise, with the multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan, and of the Hermonites from the hill Mizar. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto God my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, where is thy God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. We hope to remember in prayer this day Mr. and Mrs. Martin and Adine Van Dyke, and Mr. and Mrs. Willem and Dayla Niels with the death of his brother, Mr. and Mrs. Harry and Will McCormhouse, their son-in-law, Mr. and Mrs. Peter and Corey Vandenberg, their grandson, and further family, with the death of Mr. Corey Niels in Chilliwack, British Columbia, at the age of 26 years. Zoray Clock, who remains in the Calgary Children's Hospital, but the doctors have indicated that hopefully within a few days she may return home. Mr. David Haybuer, who was waiting for consultation with the doctor, Mrs. Joanne Brillman, who has been diagnosed with cancer of the esophagus, Jelena DeCock, who needs another treatment on her arm, Mr. and Mrs. Timothy and Chante Vandenberg, who have been blessed with the birth of a baby girl, and Mr. and Mrs. Het and Annemiek Slotweg, who were blessed with the birth of a baby boy. And also this past week, the mission board has accepted Mr. Christian Bredeweg for the possession of church worker. Let us try to pray. Our Lord, thou in thy goodness and thy loving kindness and in thy patient long-suffering, as granted by renewal unto a congregation of sinners another Lord's Day, than thou wast given, that the sun may yet arise. It is yet the precious day of grace and the day of salvation. Then thou yet maketh a difference where there is no difference, yea, a great difference, where we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God on account of our deep fall in Adam, all lying under the sentence of death. And we may still be in the land of the living. This past week, then we have stood on the cemetery, around an open grave. And then we may thank thee for the beautiful day which thou wast given, that everything may proceed in an orderly and in an honorable way. Lord, she is lying under the earth, her soul in eternity, and we may still have a place above the earth, even a place in thy house, under thy word and eternal testimony. But impress it upon all of our hearts that there is spoken of four things in the scripture that never say it is enough. And one of those things is the grave. Lord, then another family has been plunged into deep mourning, where a beloved son, son-in-law, grandson, brother, and further family member, after a struggle for so many years with that dreaded disease, and where it was declining in the past weeks, but death has still come so unexpectedly, O Lord. Then in a special way, then we commend unto thee her who has received strength and courage to care for her husband the nearly 5 years they were united in holy matrimony, together with their little son, Lord. Then we humbly ask thee that thou may continue to grant strength. May her eyes be upon thee, due place underneath thy everlasting arms. Lord, so we commend all the mourning families unto thee in our midst, where there are many, and where thou wast taken away young, middle-aged, and older ones. Lord, impress upon all of our hearts the solemnity, the reality, and seriousness of life, and to receive a place in eternal glory at the end. Then we need to be wrought upon by thy Holy Spirit. Oh, that love shed abroad that love for Thee, for Thy Word, for Thy law, for Thy house, for Thy day, for Thy people, that we learn what great sinners we are, sinners which can never cleanse themselves, sinners that may be brought to a saving knowledge of the dear Son of God for the pardoning of all of our sins, to be reconciled with Thee, and to experience here beginning, oh, it is only in part, that sweet communion, Lord, with Thee, because for Thy true people, then there shall be a little beginning of that praise and of that thanksgiving. Lord, may it please Thee that all the solemn and serious callings, that they may be used to that end, accompanied in this morning hour with the proclamation of Thy holy word, that it may be for the conversion of sinners, the uncovering of false foundations, but also for the instruction and the edification, the comfort and encouragement and correction for the true people of God. Lord, then Thou was granted in the past week that the General Synod could meet for 2 days. May Thy blessing rest upon all the decisions, that it may be for the welfare of our denomination. Then the Mission Board has received freedom to accept a young father as church worker. May it be in Thy favor, and may it be followed by special tokens of Thy divine favor for him and his dear wife and their little one. Oh, do remember and help them. Grant them a place at Thy footstool, and that it may be for the welfare of Thy Zion. Lord, then the needs are many. Then by renewal in this morning, the list was long. Ah, we may acknowledge Thee that Thou wast wonderfully spared the little daughter, where there were days that she was very low. Thou wast given much improvement, and the doctors have indicated that soon, when things continue, that the parents may take their little daughter home. Ah, Lord, grant unto those parents broken and humble hearts, where it also could have been different, that they were called upon to bring their little one to the cemetery. Lord, we commend unto Thee the father that is waiting to meet with the physician for further consultation, and in due time, when Thou may grant it, to begin treatments. Oh, do remember him and his dear wife and children. Grant them a place at Thy footstool. and that this solemn calling may be used in thy hand for the salvation of souls. Another mother has also received the heavy tidings concerning that dreaded disease. She also hopes to meet in the future with the physician concerning treatments and concerning surgery. Lord, may their eyes be upon thee, and may this solemn calling be used to the profit of never dying souls. A young mother hopes to go for her fourth treatment concerning her arm. Ah, Lord, it cannot be different. That at times discouraged, overwhelmed with the pain, we humbly ask thee, wilt thou go with her dear husband, and may the means be further blessed. And above all, ah Lord, then surely thou hast something special to say. My daughter, give me thy heart. May it then be used for that end. Lord, there are other mothers concerning that dreaded disease. We also commend them unto thee. There are five in the midst of the congregation at the moment, and we do not know how many more there are that carry this disease. But Lord, we do know that we all carry the dreadful disease of sin. And it is clearly written in thy word that the wages of sin is death. And then we humbly beg of thee, as that heavenly physician, oh, that young and old may be discovered to that terrible disease, soul-destroying, God-dishonoring, that it may become reality, and that souls may be given to cry unto thee, the living God. Ah, for a remedy, whether there is a remedy, for such a great sinner as I am, and ah, Lord, then thou wast given the precious gift of thy holy word, where it may be so richly declared that thou wast given thy dear son. He has paid the price. There is a Savior even for the chiefest of sinners, Lord. So we commend all the afflicted, all the tried, all the crosses and all the burdens unto thee, where there are many. But then it is also needful that we do not forget to lay before thee in a special way the many families amongst us, where their way may be prosperous, not an empty place, no great difficulties. Thou wonderfully provideth, ah Lord. Then we commend them unto thee, because under prosperity, oh, it is true, when thou worketh with thy spirit, Then it shall be thy goodness that leadeth to repentance into thy word. But the great danger that the natural man, with all his blessings, that he forgets thee, taken up into things of the world, thinking that it shall remain so, and not thinking of thee, of their sins, of death, and of eternity. Ah, Lord, to that end, may it please thee to grant a richer outpouring of thy Holy Spirit upon us and our dear children. Thou wast blessed to family circles in this past week by renewal in their married life with the birth of a little one, a daughter, and a son. Oh, do grant unto those parents a low place at thy footstool, a humble and a broken heart, and a prayer that may please thee, that thou may spare them for their child and children, and the children for them, and above all, that they may be little children for thee. We commend unto thee the grandparents. Grant them a broken and humble heart. And then we remember all the mothers with the unborn. Wilt thou graciously bless, watch over them, and gladden those family circles in due time by thy deeds. Lord, we now humbly ask thee for thy help and for thy blessing. Do go from bench to bench and from heart to heart. Grant ears to hear, hearts to perceive, and eyes to see, where thou speakest in special ways. Grant a prayer for one another. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 416, the stanzas 3 and 5. O my soul, why art thou grieving? Why disquieted in me? Hope in God, thy faith retrieving, let him still thy refuge be. And what follows, Psalter 416, the stanzas 3 and 5. And this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, then by renewal we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Psalm 42 and there of the fifth verse, where God's word and our text reads thus: "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance." Our text words speak of the psalmist's dialogue with his soul, in the which, in the first place, he asks a weighty question. Secondly, he gives an encouraging instruction. And in the third place, he speaks of a sure thanksgiving. Beloved congregation, we have heard that the question of the psalmist, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul?" and that it was in the context of difficult circumstances, but also concerning his God, and that it was a spiritual concern and exercises which were wrought by the Holy Spirit concerning the separation, it is true, in this psalm, the name of the author of this psalm is not mentioned. But when we read this psalm carefully, and that is the thought of most, if not all, that it was a psalm penned by the sweet psalmist of Israel, David. "Why art thou cast down, O my soul?" How has that been in the past week? Congregation, the Lord has spoken, and it is a visible, the place of Ether Ludamon is empty in God's house. 14 years old. Friday evening, Corey Niels have married them on November 15, 2019. The marriage bond has been broken. And then how is it under these callings? Are we cast down? Are we troubled? Are we exercised? Or are there even those amongst us that have to say, under the solemn speaking of the Lord, the proclamation of his holy word, that I have such a hard heart that it seems makes so little impression, not to lose a wink of sleep, not to bow our knees a little longer, and may then ask, are there those that are very cast down under those circumstances when we remain so hard, so unfeeling, that you have thought, what shall it now take to break my hard heart and to make it soft and to be troubled by the Almighty, as I read in Job 23, verse 16. Oh, have there been then souls that have brought it before the Lord? Lord, thou art speaking to young and old in such a special way. And it seems I'm worse than an animal. They still have fear of death. And it seems that I do not have ears to hear, not eyes to see, not a heart to perceive that my heart is harder than a stone. Because a stone, when you lay it in the sun, still becomes warm. But, Lord, it seems that I can continue on that broad way. Maybe there is someone that has told the Lord. Lord, then it is clear that there's only one place for me, and that is in hell. Because if I have eyes that see not, ears that hear not, and a heart that does not perceive, but in hell, there I shall feel it. Everlasting burning, fire that shall not be quenched. Oh, have there been souls that have asked the Lord for the work of grace, our congregation, then our hope is the work of the Spirit. Do we not read in Ezekiel 37 of that large valley congregation? Bones, very many, and very dry. And then the Lord has said unto the prophet Ezekiel, now you must prophesy to those dead bones. And then they began to tremble. Thus then our calling to faithfully place herself whenever there's opportunity, no lawful hindrances, Sabbath day, weekday, in God's house. And what else? Not to grieve the Spirit. Because we can all understand to pray for the work of the Holy Spirit, and then to grieve the Spirit willingly and knowingly against admonishments by our sin and world conformity, then it is nothing but mockery. Jesus, in Mark 1, verse 35, has said, repent and believe. And also that believing must be explained. to believe in God as judge, to believe in our sin, to believe in the shortness of life, the certainty of death and eternity, and to come to a saving knowledge of the dear Son of God, oh, young and old. There is one thing needful. We need to be prepared. My unconverted fellow travelers, do you sometimes think about it? That in your unconverted state, what must you do in heaven? Ah, the Lord for the church of God, He grants preparation and He sheds His love abroad in the heart. And then the Lord leads His people in ways wherein they are given to learn more and more, hopeless from their side, but that there is a God in heaven for whom nothing is too wonderful. And how do they learn those lessons? Of course, we must read the scriptures, must use the means. But now the Lord teaches those lessons to His people in deep, trying, unfathomable ways. And in those deep ways, oh, they learn what a God they have, and that it is all of grace. Then we have heard last week that this solemn and the first four verses that excludes or includes. Because David is given to open up what lives in his heart. There can be those timid souls, they are so afraid. Because that true people learn what a deceitful heart they have. And they need to hear it from the Lord. But those marks of grace. The Lord has a people upon the earth. That it is not a strange matter. Oh, the first verse, the second, the third, and the fourth, all rich matters. And with those experiences, this evident with David, that he is far from the courts of the Lord, and that has become his life. That is a sure mark of grace. The house of God to go up with the multitude to keep holy day. But now a weighty question that David is given to ask to a soul. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And then in the context, then different reasons are mentioned. We think of verse 4. He was cast down on account of persecution, seems to be in the time of Saul. He has remembered when he went up to the courts of the Lord, and in the temple, everything pointed to Jesus Christ. He would come in the fullness of time. And then David was given to meditate upon the blessed times that he had, that he may experience the Lord's special favor, receive particular blessings, heart declared, riddles unexplained, given to sing the praises of the Lord. Psalm 27, verse 4. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell all the days of my life in the house of God, to inquire, to behold his beauty, and to inquire in his temple. Oh, has the psalmist not declared in Psalm 84, rather a day in the courts of the Lord than a thousand elsewhere? And now David, on account of circumstances, he could not go up. Oh, then it cannot be different than he thought of that people that could go up, boys and girls, youth, older ones. And then we take it so for granted. Does that also become our sin congregation? Why art thou cast down? Does verse 4, that speaks of separation. And cast down on account of that love that was shed abroad in his heart. Because when there is love, then we desire to be with one another, to speak with one another. But now David, far separated, then further in verse 6, because of the afflictions, persecution, providential circumstances, but it was not being a cast down without reference to his God. And then further in verse 3, oh, those assaulters, when they come, and when there comes difficulties, go so different than we thought, many unknowns, many fears, overwhelmed. And then when the arch enemy comes, as David has said in this psalm, where is now thy God? Ah, that people, they can even be troubled with the atheist. Ah, there is a Christian dome, they can hold on to everything. But the Lord now has a people upon the earth that learn that they must be held onto, and that shall be experienced. Ah, the assaults and the mockery of the wicked one. Is that now the master you serve? Look at other people. Think of Psalm 73, Asaph, trouble every morning, and the world, their way was smooth, but then he came into the sanctuary, and he became a beast. For an Asaph, privilege, that there is still room for such ones that quarrel with the Lord, that cannot agree in the way of providence, that there is still a place in the sanctuary. And then in verse 4 and verse 6, we read that word remember. Ah, he remembers those former times. A shepherd boy on his harp, taking care of the sheep, when he may experience such good and precious things, tokens of the Lord's favor, And when he remembered it, made his present condition only more bitter, but yet in that remembrance, there's a blessing when those cast down souls, when they may be given to reflect who the Lord was, what the Lord has done in former days, then it grants courage for the future. Has Paul not written to the Corinthians? In 2 Corinthians 1 verse 10, who had delivered us from such a death and doth deliver, and trust that he will deliver. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Concerning what has taken place. Because David, as a young man, has never forgotten it. Would have been times that it would have been easier if it had never taken place. Are there souls that understand it? Came a time when David was called from behind the sheep, and the prophet Samuel has poured that anointing oil upon his head to become king of Israel. And now, persecuted as a partridge upon the mountains, O my soul, why art thou cast down? It is true. The Lord, he grants faith to embrace the promises, but that people also by continuance and each time by renewal need faith to hold on to the promise. And why art thou cast down, O my soul? The reasons are manifold. And then we could ask such a soul, it is better that you give it up, because it is all impossible, it can no more, you have ruined it all, sent it all away. But we have said that the Lord holds on to his people, and therefore by renewal, when they may speak to their soul, why art thou cast down, O my soul? When that may be, when they may have the opening at the throne of grace, an experience that it goes higher than the ceiling, and the Lord sheds his love abroad in the heart and grants a certain peace, then they may remain at his footstool patiently waiting upon the Lord. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? We shall speak of more reasons. Are there souls that are cast down because of their sin? The exceeding sinfulness of sin. And then we may speak of different matters, because when the Lord begins people, then sin becomes sin. Then we do not try to compromise. Then we have profound impressions of the righteousness and holiness of God. And then we learn that sin causes separation, and that sin must be punished. Hope to hear it in this evening. Temporal and eternal punishment. And then, oh, that punishment, that shall be so great, cannot be described. Maybe, boys and girls, you have burned your finger. How painful that is. But, O my soul, why art thou cast down? That is in continuance. Think of Paul. Scum to a knowledge of the three persons in the divine Trinity. No condemnation to those that walk after the Spirit, not after the flesh. Romans 5 verse 1, being justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And then Romans 7, the good that I would, I do not, the evil I would not that I do. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of death? Yet, not to stay there, an inward delight, verse 22, an inward delight after the law of God. And I thank the Lord Jesus Christ, who gives us the victory. And now, in the way of trial, and in the way of difficulties, then that true people, they become cast down. Oh, theologically, they can know it so well, know the Bible, but their heart. Then also in those ways, then that heart can begin to stir and even think, if the Lord had not brought me in these difficult ways and in these trials, then I would not commit certain sins. Think of Agar. In Proverbs 30, the verses 7 through 9, Lord, feed me with food convenient, lest I become rich and I deny thee that I do not need thee. Oh, still religion, still prayer, but self-sufficient. Or I become poor and I steal. Maybe strange for our boys and girls. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? When he has went to the priest Abimelech, he is not told the full truth. And later the priest killed and his family. Oh, in his great distress, being cast down, went to Achish, the king of the Philistines, acted mad. It's an awful thing to act mad when the Lord has given a clear mind. Lord, sins of youth remember not. Why art thou cast down? Is that now being experienced? Is that now our burden? For the first time, and also by renewal, exercised. That is so necessary in our day. Profound impressions of what sin is. And we live not in an easy time, also for our youth, seem to be sin. also in the church circles that is not considered such a sin anymore, but the blessed place. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, O Lord, my sin? I need to be delivered. Let us sing. Of Psalter 362, the three stanzas. From out the depths I cry, O Lord, to thee. Lord, hear my call. I love thee, Lord, for thou dost heed my plead, forgiving all and what follows. Psalter 362, the three stanzas. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And now for such souls, under all their trials, their difficulties, their sins, then it shall be experienced, kept by the power of God, and they shall also experience. Because we do not read in our text, why art thou cast away, my soul? This true can go through the depths. But if now a soul may be given to speak to a soul, a person may be given to speak, as David has done, then the Lord shall uphold them. And then it is a better place to be exercised and troubled and distressed, and as a beggar at the throne of grace, than when we are lukewarm, like in that church of Laodicea, as we read in Revelations 3. Because the Lord shall never forsake the work of his own hands. Oh, then I perhaps hear a soul say, but so oftentimes that is the reason why I am so cast down. Oh, it is true. When the Lord comes over and he pours that love in my heart, receive tokens of his favor, my heart and life declared in God's house, then I am so happy and so glad. Then I may believe that the Lord has begun that good work. But there are those times that is why I'm cast down. Because I have learned more and more this wicked and deceitful heart. And when there is a strong desire and we open the Bible, then we can find a text to suit our case. But is it now truly that the Lord has begun that good work of free and sovereign grace in my heart? And that is a good question, an important question. When we think of the preaching of Jesus, how often he has spoken of a work that comes close by, and yet even preachers, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And I shall say, I knew thee not. All cast down because of my unbelief. How was it with David? Could he also hold on to it? It's a Christendom, they can always hold on to it. But what about David? What did he say in 1 Samuel 20, verse 3? With that anointing oil on his head, one step between me and death. And in 1 Samuel 27, one day I shall perish by the hand of Saul. Oh, why art thou cast down, O my soul? That is on account of that waiting. It is so difficult to wait. Many examples in the Bible. And do we not read? In Proverbs 13, verse 12, hope deferred maketh the heart sick, but the desire received, as is a tree of life. Oh, Psalm 27. Psalmist does encourage the church. Wait upon the Lord. Keep courage. Wait upon the Lord. We have sung together. All the psalters we have sung, they speak more of the last points. But may that be a little encouragement already. Ah, for those true waiting souls. Because they shall not wait in vain. It is true. They can be cast down, and before the sun arises can be so dark, but then it begins to dawn, and there is the promise in Malachi 4 verse 2, but unto you that fear my name, and the Lord as a people, the tender fear of the Lord. Unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. O my soul, why art thou cast down? Then we could speak of the sin of others, the low condition of the church, where the gold has become dim. Oh, my soul, why art thou cast down? And then we could speak of providential trials and how manifold they are also in our midst. And then for such a soul to examine whether this punishment or chastisement, as we have heard some time ago out of Hebrews 12, verse 11. O my soul, why art thou cast down? Maybe there are a few souls that have a few more reasons. And that even a soul thinks in this morning, there are times that I am so cast down because I am not cast down. Because for those true souls, for a David, shines, the luster shines through it, the first four verses. Oh, as a hart panteth after the water brook, so thirst my soul after thee, O living God. Oh, when those desires are lively, with that need, with that concern, with that distress, with that casting down. But ah, when they may have a place at his footstool, and when the prayers may go higher than the ceiling, ah, then it is not so difficult to remain there, but that people need a solution. Oh, my soul, why art thou cast down, young and old? Have we become concerned about our soul, about God, his glory, his majesty, the coming of his kingdom? Have we become concerned concerning death and eternity? Oh, may we be given to remember. Ah, for the church. The Lord leads his people in ways. Oh, hear already in the time that the Lord grants them a new song to sing for particular deliverance. But for the redeemed church, oh, John has seen them. multitudes, small and great, long white robes, washed in the blood, and they have come out of tribulations. Ah, then the church, oh, it is true. Oh, maybe a soul that says so cast down, that under the circumstances concerning my state, that I am so silent upon the earth, so little freedom to speak of the things of the Lord. Oh, if the Lord would grant deliverance, would grant a solution, then it would be so much easier to sing the high praises of the Lord. Ah, that people, you visit them. Then there are those times that being cast down, that they already, so it is in our text, ah, then they are given to speak, given to look unto the King Almighty, eternal, invisible, all glorious, who shall never forsake the work of his own hands. Or do you think, young and old, that the Lord shall shed that special love abroad in the heart? Oh, keep that people, oh, as a dove, as a cast down dove. Ah, we shall close with that text, the Song of Solomon 2 verse 14. Oh, my dove, that art in the cleft of the rock, the secret place of the stairs, taking false liberties, oh, in that cleft so dirty and so black, fearful of the ravenous birds and animals, oh, my dove, that art in the cleft of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs, let me hear thy voice. Ah, that is not a strange matter to those souls. Let me hear thy voice and see thy countenance, for thy countenance is lovely and thy voice is sweet. And, oh, let us add, that is only possible through him, the dear Son of God, who has truly been cast down, has he not declared in Matthew 26, verse 38, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. So cast down where we read in Psalm 22, verse 6, I am a worm and no man. He has taken all the sins of that cast down people upon him. He has paid the price. He has satisfied justice. And now it is necessary for the comfort of the true child of God that they may be led into that mystery. No, there is no ground for them being lifted up because they are cast down. That is also the work of the Spirit. Oh, then David has said, he is encouraged, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Amen. Lord, those that have not become cast down because of their sins, their dangers and awful condition, may it please thee to shoot arrows in their heart, that they may be slain on the battlefield a free and sovereign grace. Ah, Lord, the cast down souls, thou knowest the condition, thou knowest the state. Ah, may they learn to look outside of themselves, above the circumstances, to thee, whose name is called Counselor, Wonderful, Mighty God, the Prince of Peace, and the Everlasting Father. Ah, Lord, grant a richer outpouring of thy Holy Spirit. May the solemn callings of death, may they be sanctified. And now we humbly ask thee, wilt thou keep us safe over the unsafe roads? Because, Lord, we also need thy keeping on our short journeys. Oh, under the solemn callings, may fathers and mothers receive special freedom to speak to their dear children, to keep the Sabbath day holy. Return us in this evening hour. Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing psalter, Psalter 311, the stanzas 1, 2, and 4. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me? How shall my soul by grace restored give worthy thanks, O Lord, to thee? The consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. The first wedding announcement of Joseph Trevor Elliman and Amy Janella Slingeland. Lawful objections may be brought to the attention of the consistory. Psalter 311, the stanzas 1, 2, and 4. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.